Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 23rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up a half a cent, closing at 344 and a quarter on the overnights. May beans up 13 and a half cents at 876, and May wheat up 16 and a quarter cents at 555 and a half. Big up day in the beans and the wheat overnight here. We had French wheat's been up about 60 cents in the last several sessions. U.S. soft wheat's been up 64 cents in the last week or so. Very strong prices. Apparently, most of this is due to logistical issues in Europe and in South America. They're worried about the coronavirus spreading, and it looks like they're having trouble sourcing wheat, so that could be friendly for the U.S. The dollar is down 78 ticks, still way too high, over 102, but it's a little bit of a help here. We've got corn just barely higher overnight. I think the corn could get a little bit stronger. We've got a lot of weather down south. That's not indicative of getting anything planted throughout the Delta region over, you know, through much of the south. We're going to see some planting delays there. But offsetting that is, you know, what are we going to do with all the ethanol? Well, the meal has been incredibly tight. I think we were up about $6.50 to $7 overnight in the meal. In the May meal, there's a lot of resistance up in the 340 area. I think we closed overnight around 332 or 333. So it's going to be tough to get over that 340 hump. The beans will have resistance at the old gap in May at 888 and a half. But, you know, it's certainly possible that we can get up there. If we close over that gap, then I think there's more upside potential coming in the beans. So, you know, where's China going to get all their grain? Where's the rest of the world going to get all their grain? It looks like for the time being, a lot of that business could be coming to us. We'll have to see what the Egyptian wheat tender is this week. We'll have to see. We didn't see any Chinese buying this morning as of about 8:15. The export announcements have been coming out a little bit later, so I'll have to recheck that before the grain openings. But it doesn't look like there were any Chinese buying over the weekend. But overall, I think we're going to see some strong prices here. Hopefully, the corn won't weigh things down. The meal continues to be strong, and then we can see some higher prices. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.